All right, I'm here with Manitowoc Fire Chief Todd Blazer and Police Department Chief Nick Reimer. We're going to talk about suicide prevention and the programs that they have to help their crews battle with PTSD and things of that nature. As we were talking about before we turned the mics on, PTSD is something typically associated with veterans that come back from a battle zone, but it can also be something just an average citizen can experience. What type of programs do you guys have in place? Let's start with the police. Mm-hmm. If they go through a traumatic experience, or how do you prepare them for a traumatic experience?
Right. I mean, first of all, I think it's important to note that when you talk about PTSD, it doesn't have to be just one major incident. What we've seen in the past in law enforcement in general is it can be many different traumatic events that an officer has to deal with or sees throughout their career. So I kind of want to set the record straight on that, that it's not always just one big call that happens. It can be actually occur as a result of many different traumatic events that happen in an officer's life. But as far as that's concerned, we have several different programs, and some of the stuff that we have is also available to fire department and EMS. So it kind of goes with both those agencies. So we have an EAP program with the city. And here recently, we actually have put in a program where we have a specific counselor that is experienced and highly trained in first responders and the incidents that they would be dealing with. So rather than just have a general psychologist to deal with, we have someone that's more understanding of first responder issues that we deal with. We also have a chaplain program that is used both by fire and EMS. It's also used by the sheriff's office and the other agencies in Manitowoc County. As a matter of fact, the chaplains, we have an office for them right at the police department, and they help officers deal with their day-to-day lives. You can always go to the chaplain. All of it is anonymous, and actually every Thursday, the chaplains come in to the police department. They sit in our police briefings, and they actually do some ride-alongs occasionally and are just there for anyone that needs someone to talk to, so that's always available to them. In addition, as a county, Manitowoc County, we started a peer support program, which is available for all law enforcement officers across agencies. So if someone wouldn't feel comfortable maybe talking with someone from their agency, they can look up someone. And we have about 15 individuals on a peer support list where you would just call them or go visit them and talk to them about what's ever troubling you. So in other words, if I really don't feel comfortable talking about something that happened in my own agency with my own fellow officers or employees, I could go over to the sheriff's office, or I could go over to Two Rivers and talk with one of those individuals who knows a lot about law enforcement, has gone through the same things that I'm going through, but that isn't really directly related to the police department. Maybe feel more comfortable that way. So we have that program in place. And there's some other programs, but I'm going to leave those for Chief Blazer to talk about.
Yeah, like Chief Reimer had stated, we're very comfortable with a robust support system, I think, within the city of Manitowoc that we're pleased to say that we have offered. And, you know, one of the things he talked about, which needs to be stressed again, is with, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, it's not that one event, it's that accumulation of events. And one of the things to remember is, you know, the public safety family in the city of Manitowoc is how I like to refer to it, is, you know, we're ordinary people. We're basically trained to perform in unordinary circumstances. And, you know, through that, you see a lot of different things, and sometimes you're able to disassociate yourself from those. But with being just regular human beings, there's a lot of times that it's difficult for us to separate that. So one of the additional programs that we do have out there is a critical incident stress debriefing team, which is made up of members from Sheboygan County as well as Manitowoc County, law enforcement members, fire and EMS members, and from the medical profession within the two counties, as well as dispatchers from Sheboygan and Manitowoc County, make this team up when there is a critical event. That one of the things that we, I think, have focused more on with mental health and the well-being of our staffs is just the ability to talk through these things. You know, it used to be you'd have your own support mechanism that you'd go home to at night and deal it with different ways, sometimes not always the most healthiest way of doing it, but I think there's more awareness to the concerns that are out there now for public safety when it comes to mental health and mental well-being. And I think one of the big things right now is to offer that ability to have that peer support and ability to talk to, you know, your own in dealing with situations and letting you know there is no embarrassment involved if you are bothered by something, or if something is not, you know, coping very well with you, or you have some problems in your own personal life. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's hard to say this, but, you know, things in our personal lives can be carried over to our work environment. And, you know, sometimes it is hard to disassociate with the things that we see out there and making a difference, and it can really work on a person.
So both, this is a question for both of you guys. Have you been focusing on stressing the importance of mental health to your guys and trying to erase the stigma of, well, if I get help, I'm not a macho guy type of thing?
That's a really good point. We absolutely stress that. One of the main considerations that we look at is, and how everyone really needs to look at that, is that it's an actual injury. So it's not that you're weak, you're mentally weak or anything like that. Just like if someone had a broken leg, we would deal with them and get them the medical attention they need. You know, when you have issues with PTSD and other different things with mental issues, that is an actual injury, and we need to deal with it and kind of label it as an injury and help get the help you need, versus seeing you as being somebody that's weak and incapable of doing your job.
A proactive approach is the best way to go. And, you know, the city of Manitowoc, I think we're successful with that we do have the support of, you know, our HR director, and we have the relationships with EAP and all the other peer support programs that are out there. You know, as far as even posting infograms, you know, in prominently located areas throughout the city and stuff, that, you know, have informational bulletins, numbers that are easily accessible, that if someone does need to reach out for the help. And it comes down to training our supervision staff as well, you know, really to keep an eye out for any type of warning signs. You know, we talked about it comes down to, you know, watching people's behaviors, attitudes, you know, their achievement or performance at work, and then, you know, also just monitoring attendance at work as well.